bring us back to the Lord. I share with you on the message I titled, The First Miracle. The First Miracle. And if you have noticed the move of God in our midst since the beginning of this month, I've been sharing with you on confidence, even up to last Sunday during our family and relationship Sunday. Is that true? The first miracle, the miracle of confidence. That's the topic, the first miracle, the miracle of confidence. Let's read a few scriptures. Hebrews chapter verse 35. They say, why? Let's walk together. The Lord is your strength. Hebrews 10:35. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. So that scripture is emphasizing the reward in confidence. But then there is a tendency to throw it away. So you say, don't throw it away. Another scripture. Proverbs 3:26. I read the Passion Translation. Proverbs 3:26. It says, because God is your confidence in times of crisis, keeping your heart at rest in every situation. Can somebody say with me, God is my confidence in time of crisis. It keeps my heart at rest in every situation. Listen, times of crisis are inevitable. Somebody, times of crisis are not times of crying. But if you now have to cry, cry, but don't cry for long so that you don't lose your strength. But I tell you, times of crisis are not times for crying. They are actually time to connect with God and say, Father, what is it you have for me in this? And don't lose. It's not a time to lose your confidence, but rather is a time to make God your confidence, so that like David, in times of crisis, people can look at you and say, what is it, your confidence? You can say, God is my confidence. Can somebody say, God? Somebody, can you say, God is my confidence? Remember that song we've been singing since the beginning of this month? I have confidence in you, Jesus. I have confidence in you, Savior. I have confidence in you, anytime, any day. I have confidence in you, Jesus. God is your confidence, even in times of crisis. It's going to keep your heart at rest in every situation. I don't know the crisis you are in. Make God your confidence. David said, though I'm in the valley of the shadow of death, what was his declaration? I will fear no evil. Why? Talk to me, somebody. He said, for that, at what? At with me. That's the confidence. That you know that in every crisis, he's always there. Let's move forward. Philippians 1:6 made us to know that God will finish whatever. God will finish. Can you put Philippians 1:6 for me on the screen? That is the confidence I want you to take away from Philippians 1:6. That whatever God has started, God is a finisher. So whatever he has started with you, he's going to finish. Being confident in this very thing, that he which started the good work in you, what is he going to do? Talk to me. It's on the screen. Can you read it out? He will perform it until the day when Jesus Christ will return. God is a performer. Remember what Elizabeth said. He said, there shall be a performance of that which was spoken. God is a performer. Whatever it is, he starts, he will finish. Can you give that to me in Message Translation? Be confident in this. What God starts, he will finish. What God starts, can you say to yourself, what God has started in me, he will finish. Look at this. There has never been the slightest doubt in my mind. Wow. That the God who started this great work in you will keep at it and bring it to a flourishing finish. On the very day Christ Jesus appears, a flourishing finish. That is your end. A flourishing finish. That will be your testimony. I hope somebody can just pin that one down in your notes. A flourishing finish. Aya wu ebai, wa pa owe fun e pe ape ko to jeun. Have you had that owe before? How many of you have had that owe before? Yoruba, wave your hand, let me know, because now we have so many Yoruba Igbo and Yoruba Hausa. All right, thank you. So many, I think that a lot, quite a number. That's cool. I think I throw one proverb in a particular class sometimes ago, and I said, what's the proverb now? I said, Tabata. Mommy, what did you say now? Daddy. Tabata. Mommy. Tabata. No, there is, mommy has her own. Tabata. You know, she has her. No, you know, she grew up in a potter's, so they carry her to school, bring her. So she's not really Yoruba. Glory to Jesus. The day she gave that her own interpretation, I just laughed. Ever you come born down? Glory to Jesus. All right. Then you can write down 2 Chronicles chapter 3 verse 1. 2 Corinthians, I beg your pardon. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 5. There the scripture is saying, our sufficiency is from God. Our sufficiency is not our salary. Is somebody listening? In a time like this in our nation, and in the history of nations of the world, because the whole thing, the whole world is feeling it. The whole world is feeling. Go to UK now. They are crying in UK. That is why they have reduced the number of visa they are now granting. Any of us that want to travel, you don't understand. They don't grant visa. It is because even their own economy is in crisis now. That's why. Even in UK now, they want to review upward salaries. Go to US. You know the story. Everywhere. But here is the word of God. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves. If I say the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I'm not reading Psalm. I am speaking revelational knowledge of the word of God. Is somebody listening to that? I'm not just reading. I'm declaring, I'm confessing the true word of God. So not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves. What's our sufficiency, please? God. God. God, not my salary. God. God. So whatever you have to do, you don't look at your salary. Where do you look at? Somebody talk to me. Who do you look at? Not your salary, not what is at hand, but what is in his hand. Not what is in your hand, but what is in his hand. Whatever you want to do, don't look at your hand, look at his hand. Because there are surplus There is abundance in his hand. It's sufficiency. It's our sufficiency. Let's run. The miracle of confidence is the confidence for your miracle. Write it down. The miracle of confidence is the confidence for your miracle. Yoruba interpreter, you don't have to write. It's a time to minister to someone else. Is that okay? You listen to the message. Thank you. The miracle of confidence is that it positions you for your miracle. Confidence positions you for your miracle. So it is the miracle of your confidence that becomes the confidence of your miracle. Again, in the miracle of confidence is having the confidence that births your miracle. I know you will do it. How do you know? God is my sufficiency. Why are you so? Because God is faithful. How do you know? He said he will do it. Is that okay? When did he say that? Where did he speak to you that he will do? I saw it in the word of God. Are you sure? Yes, he's here. He said, I shall not be destroyed. No matter what happened, he said, I shall not. And even though there are storms all around, like Paul said, there shall be no loss of life. Oh, why are you so sure? Everybody, let's see it. Let's see it. There shall be no loss. Let's see it. Why? How do you know? Because I know my Redeemer liveth. Glory to Jesus. So confidence is not just a miracle. It is the key that unlocks your miracle. That's why Hebrews 10:35 says, don't lose it. You lose it, you lose your reward. So when you carry confidence in God, you carry about every other miracle. When you have confidence in God, when you carry confidence in God, you carry the miracle that bats every other miracle. Confidence is the miracle that positions you for miracles. It ensures that you don't lose your miracle. You are just sure. You are just sure. Daniel was thrown into the lion's den. He was just sure God will be there for him.
You are always there for me, Almighty God. You are my all in all. No matter what I face,
when, but success will not always come. Are you getting me? Let's face the reality. Before success is failure. How many of you have failed before? You have failed in school before? Wave your hands. Some of us, we are good at that when we're in school. Glory to Jesus. For today, God is our help. How many of you have failed in business before? You have did business, you thought this thing. They told me that once I start, the next 3 months, I will hit it. But by the time you start, the thing hit you. You didn't hit it, the thing hit you. And you told yourself, lie me. Me too. You know what? After this message, it's time to go back. If the same business you have run away from, others are doing it and they are succeeding, you only need to go and learn how to do it better than you did before.
Whatever others are doing and are succeeding, why should you fail? As a child of God, why should you fail? You carry dominion mandate, why should you fail? God is your father, why should you fail? The earth is of the Lord, the fullness thereof, the world that they that dwell therein. If your father owns the world, why should you, as a child of God, fail?
Say, I have confidence in God. And I believe I'm a child of God. And that God, up there, reigning up there, is my father. Can you turn to somebody, say, do you know my father? Tell your neighbor, do you really know my father? As in my real father. Okay? Not my father that come from Iluao. Let him know. Let your neighbor know that you really know my father. He's a Baba way there forever. Our heavenly father. Hallowed be thy kingdom, that will be done in. It is what he's going to give us today and all the days of our life. We will never, amen, say no shaking. I know who I am and I know who my father is. Today I am imputing in you confidence. Are you getting me? This is your first miracle. Confidence, the first miracle. You lose it, you lose every other miracle. So don't lose it. Confidence is the first miracle that is needed to bat other miracles. Where it is missing, many others, miracles will be lost. The bat of every form of miracle is the confidence of your miracle. I mean, for your miracle. The bat of every other forms of miracle is the confidence for your miracle. So what does confidence describe? It's talking about bold assurance. How do you know? I know. How are you so sure? I'm sure by there. By there to war. That's why the Hebrew boys can look at the king and say, we are not careful, no. In the fire, it doesn't matter. The king got angry. You increase this thing 7 times, thinking the guys will change their minds. You don't understand. Our mind don't settle. Glory to Jesus. Not even fire can change it. Already today, some of us, not even fire, one small hunger. Put get a row, tosani origeo. Yellow things are Olua, Nibolo, Jurewa. Glory to Jesus. You know this Yoruba song? That is when you sing one or two lines, you will start crying. How many of you understand what I'm talking about? You know, when I look at where we are coming from, we used to sing those songs. I was like, Abajo, those songs they are very emotional. Awi ma yeun magbagbe mi o. Glory to Jesus. Do you know what? God doesn't answer to emotions. He answers to principles. Do you know how many years Anna has been crying? Are you with me, somebody? Until she got to the point when the man of God told her, your prayer has answered. And at that moment, the Bible says, her countenance changed. But what happened? Confidence. How? The man of God said it, that my prayer are answered, and our confidence rose up. The next thing, pregnancy. That's how it works. Let's run, please. Confidence in a believer is more than personality traits. I like to repeat this. Confidence in a believer is not just personality traits. The guy is confident. He's always confident when he's speaking. That's not what I'm talking about today. It is God's spirit in a believer. It is God's spirit in a believer. It is faith expressed in boldness.
Not arrogance. You know, it's not arrogance, you know. No. Confidence. Yes, in God. I know my God. I know who I am. I know what God has said concerning this situation. Now, confidence is what makes ordinary men to do extraordinary. Take note of that. You want to do extraordinary in life? You need confidence. To enter into certain levels of businesses and what have you, you need confidence. In the way you carry yourself, in the way you portray yourself, in the way you see yourself, in the way you address situations, you need confidence. So it makes ordinary men to do extraordinary things. It transforms fear into boldness. That's confidence for you. The fearful Peter now could rise. Act of Apostles chapter 2. Act of Apostles chapter 3. And begin to declare boldly. The same fellow who denied Jesus, now he's standing to speak for Jesus. What's the difference? Confidence. So it transformed fearful men or fear now into boldness, timidity into authority. Is that all right? Timidity. Some of you, you ought to do certain businesses, but you are afraid. Business is meant for people on earth. Are you getting me? So Thomas, that business is for higher people. Let them know that, yeah, you are actually correct. You are higher. Am I speaking to somebody today? It turns timidity to what, please? Authority. And it turns hesitation to this. Decisive faith. My God. Some of us, we are so slow in decision making. And people are saying, you are so slow, you are so slow. And you are saying, not that I'm slow, I'm taking my time. You are not taking your time. You are wasting your time. And your problem is, you don't have confidence in yourself. You don't have confidence. Now I'm asking you today, where is your confidence? Where is your confidence anchored? Your confidence, where is it? Is it in yourself? Is it in people? Your rich uncle? The person who has promised you? If God really loves you and really wants to make you, He will make men to disappoint you. So that you can learn to trust in Him. So today, I am here to encourage you to put your trust in God alone. Somebody say amen with me. I will just mention a few examples of confidence. Confidence in action. Men who demonstrated confidence. David, when he faced Goliath, 1 Samuel 17. The same man, the entire army of a nation were running away from. One young man who carried God inside of him faced him. Confidence. One small boy that carried God inside of you. May you carry God inside of you. When you carry God, you carry more than gun. Is that all right? You carry more than what? You carry more than gun. I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you the truth. You will not be afraid of anything. Because you know the one that is inside of you. Is that okay? Armies came to arrest Elijah. The man was so confident, he woke up and just, you know, walk around. Yes, they could see them, but he also know the one that, I mean, those that are with him. The servant was afraid. He was, please open his eyes. May your eyes be open. You know, the problem with many of us is that because we lack our confidence, now you are afraid of things that are afraid of you. How many of you used to run away from rats? Expose yourself now. You used to run away from rats. Thank you. I know many of you used to run away from rats.
Don't worry, I will throw one big one in your house. But have you noticed that while you are running away from rat, the rat is also running away from you? Have you noticed that? Praise God. So stop running away from things that are afraid of you. Daniel also refused to compromise in Babylon. Daniel 1:6. And what happened is that God used that to elevate him. Daniel said, I will not defy myself with this. No, I won't defy myself. I know my God. Then in Daniel chapter 6, he will go and pray. The way many of us, the way we are doing our Christianity now, I'm afraid. I used to buy food from one Hausa man in our area. See this guy. And oftentimes on Sunday like this, when I'm going, see, by the time when it is the time for the guy to go to mosque, on the road, oh, the guy will leave the thing. Are you getting me? He will leave it, he will go. It is the Okada people that are there that will be helping him. And at times, who even meet anybody there? He will go to the mosque and he will come back. See, I've been. There are times like that I have to wait for him. And as I'm waiting, I'm learning. Can you confidence in boy? He just believe. But how many of you here, when it is time for service, you can leave your business place, and he will do that every day. For us, just once a week, you are complaining. You are saying, that is my market time. Your market. May God give you understanding. Say better amen. Come out of this life of compromise. Let's run. Esther. She approached the king confidently. When it was dangerous to do it, she had prayed. She said, let me go and pray, seek the face of God, and thereafter I will go to the king, even when I'm not called, which is against the law. And that was what she did. You know, many of us, after we have done spiritual exercises, then we fail to take steps. We fail to take action. And you are still waiting. You want more sign. That's the generation of people who always encounter. Those who lose their confidence, they don't make encounter to count. But for Esther, she went in confidently. The king has not sent for her, but she went in to place a demand. Listen, life will not give you what you desire. Life will give you what you demand. You demand. This belongs to me. Is that okay? It belongs to me. It's mine. You place a demand, and you will have it. Paul cried, I can do all things through Christ. Who said this? Philippians 4:13. Confidence. Let me quickly give you what I have here. Three natures of confidence. Number one, self-confidence. Self-identity. Faith and boldness. So I put it like this. Nature of confidence. Rooted in self-identity. Fueled by faith and produce boldness. I repeat. Don't worry, I'm trying to run fast now. Three nature of confidence I put here. Self-identity. What's number two? Faith. And number three? Boldness. So, I now write it like this. You can also write. Confidence is rooted in self-identity.
It is fueled by faith. And what does it produce?
Boldness.
Is that okay? So number one, for self-identity, Romans 8:16, we are children of God. For that reason, David could face Goliath. I know who I am. 1 Samuel 17:45. You come with me with a sword. I come to you in the name of the Lord. You know who you are. So there is this unshakable confidence. You know your life cannot be wasted. You know you're on a mission. Number two, confidence is fueled by faith. Mark 5:28 says, concerning the woman with the issue of blood, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, that's confidence. She did. It happened. And your miracle will happen also. Matthew 14:29. Peter said to Jesus, if it is you, bid me to come. He said, come. And he stretched forth his first leg. And he began to walk. Wow. If today, after this message, you can also stretch forth your leg. Are you getting me? For right action, you will find out that there is a way on the water. I'm telling somebody today. Where you think is no way, where you think is hard, what you think is hard, if you will just take the step of faith, step of confidence after this message, you will find out that you can do it. And I'm telling you, you can do it. I don't know it, what is it you want to do. But as long as it is the will of God for you, you can do it. Listen, I need to let you know this and to counsel you about this. Be mindful of people you share your vision with. There are vision killers. There are vision haters. There are those who envy your vision, even your little success. They envy it. And you see, there are those also, what you are trying to share with them, they are failing it. So, for somebody who are failing what you want to share with them, the counsel they are going to give you is a counsel of a failure. Is that all right? So, be careful of people you share your vision with. Don't share with a failure. Don't share with a timid person. They will tell you it's not possible. I mean, the men who have run away from Saul for 40 days. How many days, please? For more than a month. One young man came and said, who is he? I will go to him. The brother said, oh, you started. Why are you here? They said you should come and bring food. Oh yeah, go. Sir, now, there is a reason. One reason. He didn't hear again. He just turned. Please, somebody, it's time to turn. Is that okay? After this message, it's time to what? It's time to turn. Turn to another person. The Bible says, David turned to another person. Turn to another person. Cut off from familiarity that want to sink your destiny. And by the time he was brought before King Saul, and then King said, ah, you say, can you? Who are you? Ah, you are too small. He gave him the testimony. Can you also remember the testimony of things God have done in your life? How many of us here, God has moved in your life before? Wave your hands to me. God has moved in your life. Things you thought it can happen, you have seen them happen. God, it has happened in your life before. Are you sure? Then listen, put your hands down. If it has happened before, it can happen again. And it's going to happen again. Can you say a louder amen with me? So be careful of King Saul's who don't have the testimony of what you want to do. Be careful of people. You look at them, they are up there. Are you with me? They are up there. You think there are people you can look up to, but they don't have the testimony you need. Anybody that doesn't have the testimony that you want to possess, then they don't need to hear about your vision. Thank God for David. David said, I can do it. I know what God has done before. Through my hand. Who is this or circumcised Philistine? This one is not as strong as lion now. I will tear him down also. Praise God. Are you learning something today? All right. Let's run. I've given you nature of confidence, right? Then, confidence produces boldness. Acts 4:13. The Bible said they marvel at the confidence of John and Peter. So it is confident that make ordinary men to operate supernaturally. That's what confidence does. They told the man, "Silver and gold, we don't have. What do we have? In the name of Jesus." That's it. Confidence. Okay. The birth of first miracle. So let me quickly talk about confidence activators. Confidence activators. Confidence is what activates me. We have settled that, right? Right? But itself must be activated. So let's look at what birthed the first miracle of confidence. Confidence activators. Number one, faith. Let me quickly mention them because we may not have the time to look into them in details. Number one, faith. Maybe I'm going to share my notes with you because of time. Number two, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Act 4:31. Because the Holy Spirit fuels confidence. When you see a man who carries the Spirit of God, you see a bold man. Number three, prayer. Don't joke with prayer. You want confidence activator. Prayer. Prayer. Men of prayer, they are men of power. They go intimate, they come out bold. Number what now? Number four, confession. That's your mouth. Confidence in your mouth. Confession. You see, faith does not only believe. Faith speaks. Faith speaks. Faith speaks. Faith speaks. I was something a few days ago, and it emanated from my preparation. And I'm going to repeat it here. It says, every miracle is a result of faith that believes and speaks. So in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13, from the Passion Translation, TPT, it says, first I believe, then I spoke in faith. So we also first believe, we speak also. New Century Version, the same scripture, 2 Corinthians 4:13. New Century Version says, it is written in the scriptures, I believe, so I speak. Our faith is like this. It's like this too. We believe, and so we speak. So faith that believes speaks. Write it down. Faith that believes speaks. Do you also know that part of your process of salvation is you confess your mouth? So you can't say you have faith and then you only believe in your heart alone. With that same faith, you have to confess. So faith confess. Faith speaks. It believes. It speaks. It speaks. So as you speak and speak and speak, what will happen is that you are breaking the ground. Are you getting it? Are you still with me, somebody? You are breaking the ground. You are breaking it. You are breaking it. You are breaking it. Not the first day you plant your seed that the thing will show up. Is that all right? No, it's not. I remember my disciple maker was sharing when they were building their house. The site then, you see, they planted a coconut tree, a coconut seed, and then placed it somewhere. But in the course of the construction, you know, the artisans mistakenly pour cement, concrete there, and that was the end. The thing died. They didn't see it again. But you know what? After 3 years, the thing just sprang forth. After 3 years, not even concrete could stop it. After 3 years. So as you continue to speak and speak and speak, eventually you will break forth. Are you getting me? Don't say, I keep speaking, I didn't see it. No, keep speaking, you will see it. Is that okay? Keep speaking, your success, your breakthrough, your lifting, your testimony, it will spring forth. Can I hear your ladder, amen? That's number what now?
number four of confidence activators, right? Okay, the next one, number five, association. So wrong association is an assassination to confidence. Wrong association is assassination to confidence. You move with wrong people, they kill your confidence. There is no way ego will work with the chickens. They will let you know that you can't fly because they can't fly. Is that okay? So don't work with those who are not high-flying minded or high-flyers. Work with high-flyers. Work with people who can challenge your faith. Who can encourage your faith. Who can build your faith. Work with faith builders, faith pullers. People who can pull your faith up. Not confidence killers, confidence drainers. Then the next one. Confidence activators. Action. Action. If you are not daring, you are dying. If you are not daring, something is dying in you. Your a potential is dying in you. A strength is dying. Greatness is dying. Your destiny is gradually dying. Even James 2:17 says, faith must have work for you to be alive. Otherwise, it's dead. Finally, why confidence is a miracle producer? Why we say confidence produces miracle? So let me summarize all I've been saying. One, because it silences fear and intimidation. It silences fear and intimidation. So once fear is out of the matter, you can go on and go on and go on until you reach success. So 2 Timothy 1:7 says, God has not given us spirit of fear. So you should know the spirit that you are given. Anytime you see fear, you know that is not the spirit of God. Can I hear your louder amen? So Gideon in Judges chapter 6, and you know this is our anchor scripture for this year, Judges chapter 6. How did he become transformed? It is when his fear were destroyed. So he was transformed from being coward to become a warrior. Thou mighty man of valor. From that day, he became mighty man of valor. Go in this thy mind. From that day, he went forth. David's confidence was in God. That was why he could face Goliath with courage. 1 Samuel 17:45. So once fear, once you are able to quench or deal with your fear and intimidation, you are on your way to your miracle. Did you get that now? That is why confidence will produce your testimony, your miracle. Can I hear your louder amen? Again, why confidence will produce miracle or is a miracle? It attracts divine reward and activate miracle. So again, Hebrews 10:35 says, don't throw away your confidence that have a great reward. So it attracts reward. So confidence in prayer brings results. 1 John 5:14-15. It brings great reward when you pray confidently. That's why even in prayer, Jesus, Mark 11:24 says, when you pray, he said you believe that it is so, and then it shall be so. Did you get it? It's not that you pray and then when it is so, then you will agree it is so. No, pray and then believe that it is so, and it shall be so. There is no way you will receive answer to your prayer without confidence. Father, in the name of Jesus, I want this and this and this and this. Thank you that you have done it. In Jesus mighty name we pray, amen. And that means you are saying it is done. So even if you have not done it, don't say, Oluwa, show ani shene. It's like going back to your teacher after submitting your script and say, Esa, come back making cross still. I'm sure no teacher will love that extent and risk his or her own integrity to say, oh yeah, we're cross here. The best that fellow will say is that when he gets to your script and get to that point of that little cross, he can overlook or can decide to say, let me just put the cross for you. But for the teacher to say, okay, oh yeah, take. No. That's out of integrity. Let me close. Confidence activates miracle. Again, the woman with the issue of blood. How she approached Jesus confidently. How Peter walked on the water confidently. I've given us all of this scripture before. Finally, number three, confidence sustains perseverance. This is why confidence produces miracles. That's why confidence itself is a miracle. It produces perseverance. You see, once you can persevere in whatever you are doing, you will eventually succeed. Whether in marriage, can I cancel us today? Even though this is not a marriage teaching, we've done that last Sunday. But can I cancel us that in our marriages we should persevere, we should endure, we should desire to grow. Let all men desire to grow and become better. Let all wives desire to grow and become better. But then, why your partner is working on it, on himself or herself? Can we be patient with one another? Our world is a challenging world. It's like everybody is on the run. Things our parents of old can, you know, they suffer, they deny themselves of. We are not ready to go through anything. See, there is nothing you want to do in life that's not demanding. Is it business that is not demanding? Is it academics pursuit that is not demanding? Is it ministry that is not demanding? Tell me, there is nothing. And so, once perseverance is in place, then you can sustain your journey to testimony. So confidence in God keep you pressing on despite trials. Please don't forget to write down that. Confidence in God will keep you keeping on. Job said, though he slay me, yet I will trust him. Job 13:15. So this is why confidence is the first miracle that will produce seven miracles. Are you blessed today? Are you ready to put your trust in God? Are you ready to say, Lord, in you alone I put my trust. You alone, you will be my anchor. No matter the storm, you will be my anchor for the rest of my life. Rise to your feet and I want you to declare with me. Say from this day forward, Lord, you are my confidence. Say from this day forward, I put my confidence in you. What about this song? Okay, I remember we sing this song sometimes ago. The thing came again. And, you are able, great mighty God. You are able, Jesus.